Here we go. Today is Daf Samach Gimel. We did yesterday the second Mishnah, and we're up to the Gemara on that second Mishnah. So that Mishnah said that if you promise to bring a mincha that's an oven mincha, then it has to be in an oven. It can't be a kupach, which is like a miniature oven. It can't be on the coals, the tiles thing, and it can't be in an Arab pot. Tana Rabbana with under the brisa, mafe tanur. How do we know? Why do we say that? Because the Torah says tanur. Tanur means an oven, so it has to be made baked in an oven. V'lo mafe kufach, v'lo mafe rafi, v'lo mafe yeris arvin, to exclude all those other types of things that you could cook in. Now, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda said that out of those three exclusions, a kupach is okay. The miniature oven's okay. Why is it so? Says the brisa, Rabbi Huda Omer. Tanur shtei pa'amim. There are two times when this korban mincha is mentioned, one in Parshas Vayikra, one in Parshas Tzav, and both times it mentions the word tanur. So when it says it twice, why does it say an extra time tanur? To include one extra type of baking utensil, which is the kupach. Tanur shtei pa'amim lahachshir mafik kupach, to include one thing. So generally, it has to be an oven, but it can also be a kupach, which is like the miniature oven.
Isn't there something about sovim abon ke'echod or something is in the
mind? No. It's not saying sovim ke'echod. It was when you have two different halachas that are teaching you one thing. This is just mentioning the fact that it's an oven twice. It's more like a Rashi says, ein ribui achar ribui elo lemayim. So this time it's ein mir achar mir elo rabbis. So if twice it says tanur to exclude everything else, so it's marba something. So what's it marba? It's marba kupach. And then we had in the Mishnah that Rab Shimon said, this bit we didn't have in the Mishnah. So Baisa continues, Rab Shimon Omer, that the tanur shnei pa'amim, why does it say tanur twice? Not to tell you to include a kupach, but to tell you, echod, one of the times it says tanur, to tell you shehet tehei afiyosin betanur, just for this poshup shot, that it has to be baked in an oven. The echod, and the second one is to tell you that the tanur is considered the klisharis, that is where the mincha becomes holy. That means it only becomes sanctified as a korban mincha once it's in the oven. That's why it says tanur again. Okay, Fred the Gemara on that last bit. Umi Yisrael Reb Shimon Haisvar. Does Reb Shimon actually hold that? That it's not sanctified as a mincha until it's in the oven? Well, it's not. The Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Omer, La'ulam have a roga loimer. You should always get used to saying the following. Shtei ha-lechem and lechem aponim are ksheiris ba'azara and ksheiris is based pagi. These are two different types of korban mincha. And they are kosher if they are made in the Azara, and not only are they kosher in the Azara, but they are also kosher in the Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi was a room that was outside the wall. So it doesn't even, in other words, it's not Kodesh yet, because if it was Kodesh, it would become possible once you take it out of the Azara. Yeah? So don't, what are you telling me, that it became holy once you put it in the oven? He says you can take it out to the Beis Pagi even, so it's obviously not holy yet. So he says, I'm a rubber, no. Hey,
isn't it when it comes into klishos, when you mix it, it's already Kodesh?
I'm sorry?
When you put it into klishos, isn't it?
So is the Tana a klishoris? So it's not a klishoris.
Yeah, but before that.
Because there's the Tana, no, you don't, there's nothing before that. You bake it, and then you bring it and do the whole Maisa.
So he says,
putting it into the oven does not make it holy. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you could take it outside again. So how can you tell me? So on the one hand, Reb Shimon seems to be saying that once you put it in the oven, it's holy. On the other hand, Reb Shimon says that you can take it out back outside the Azara again. So it's not holy. So which is it? It's Amar Rava, Eimah Sheyehei Ekdeish L'Shum Tanur. Not that when you put it in the oven, it becomes holy, but when you're Maktish it, when you make it holy, you have to have in mind that it is in condition that you're making it as an oven type of mincha. So that has to be sort of for that purpose. So that's why Reb Shimon says it says twice tanur, not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the second tanur is to coming to tell you that a kupach is kosher also for baking this mincha. Okay, then we mentioned in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, or according to the Tanakhama, actually, according to the Chachamim, it has to be either 10 chalas or 10 rakikin. And Rav Shimon said, if you want, you can bring 5 of one and 5 of the other, and it's all good. It's all one korban. Tana Rabbanot. So we learn. So the Mishnah said, Rela minchas mafi lo yovim echzer v'chulu. Tana Kama says, don't bring it half and half. And Rav Shimon says, you could. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanot. We learn in a brisa. V'chi sakriv. The lashon of the pasuk is when you shall bring v'chi sakriv korban mincha mafi tana, which means when you want to bring a korban mincha baked in an oven. So the first of all, v'chi means when you want to. Kisha takriv lasis, when you feel like doing it. Dava rishus, this is not a korban choiva, it is an optional donation korban mincha. Then it becomes a korban mincha. So first of all, it means it's a korban mincha. It's a korban nedava, it's a donation. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin lo emer harei alai minchas mafei, shalo yavi mechza chalas amechza rekikin. Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that you can't bring half wafers and half matzahs? Talmud Loimar, korban mincha. It is a sacrifice, a mincha. That means it's one korban, lashon yachid, individual, singular. Korban echad amarti lacha, I told you to bring one singular korban. Beloi shnayim shleishah korbanos. If you bring them as all different types, half matzah and half rakikin, that's two different korbanos. The Torah said you got to bring one korban, which is made out of one type of pastry. You cannot make a mix and match. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says from the word korban minchas lashon singular. Amalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, turn the page. V'chi nemar korban shnei pamim. It didn't say korban twice. You're telling me that there's two different types of korbanos and never the twain shall meet. There's one that's chalas and one that's rakikin. If it would say korban twice, I'd say yes. The Torah is telling you two different korbanos. One is the chalas and one is the rakikin. Halei nemar ala korban echad. But it says on the same pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Shimon says on the contrary, it's one carbon. The Torah tells you bring one carbon, and then the Torah says wafers and matzahs, nemra bechalas and rakikin. Me'ata, from that we can learn on the contrary that ratzal havi chalas maybe if he wants to bring 10 chalas he can bring them. That means again matzah, not chametz the chalas. Matzah. Rakikin maybe, if he wants to bring 10 wafers, he can do that. And mechza chalas, mechza rakikin also maybe. And he can do half and half also, because it's one carbon. This carbon consists of wafers and rakikin, and matzahs, in whatever proportion you want. It could be 10-0, it can be 5-5, it can be 7-3, it can be whatever you like. And then what do you do with them? You bake them, ubeilin, and then you mix them together. So let's say you made half matzahs and half rakikin. So you pull them out of the oven, you got a plate there of 10 different pastries, yeah? But now you have to take koimitz. So how do you take a handful out of a baked matzah? You can't, it's not like flour, we can grab a handful. So you have to crumble it up first. So first they crumble it up into, and it becomes a mush. It becomes matzah meal, and then you take a handful. So what do you do if you made half matzah and half wafers? You take them all, crumble them all up together and make a nice mixture, and then you take the handful out of that. Boil them. The rest is eaten by that guy, the kohen.
The kohen eats crumbles.
Because he crumbled it with his ass. Yeah, the kohen who did the crumble, the kohen who got his fingerprints all over it.
He has to put shemen, not mine.
So he is mixes it together, but kohen mitz mishnayim, and he takes a handful out of the mixture. If it so happened that when he took the handful out of the mixture, it happened to grab all of one sort and none of the other sort, that's okay. It's all one thing, so it's fine. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you cannot bring half and half. Shelo yovi mechza chalas mechza rakikin. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. He holds like his father, which is very nice of him. It's hard to get that these days. Talmud Lomar. So how do we know that? Because it says v'chol mincha she teyofe batanur, any korban mincha which will be baked in an oven, v'chol nasev amacheshes, and all the ones that are made in the deep pot, the almachvas, the ones in the frying pan. All of these milchas, la koyin hamakriv isa loisiya. So Mr. Oberman will be happy that the koyin who does the work, he gets to eat it. So even the ones with the made his fingerprints all over it, he gets to eat it. V'chal mincha v'lulav Hashem v'chareva, any mincha which is mixed with oil, That means it's the flower, a flowery one, yeah, not one of those other ones that we mentioned. V'chareva, or or one without anything. What's a dry one is a minchas chatos, whether so there's no, it's dry. In those ones, the chol b'nei Aaron tia, that goes to split amongst all b'nei Aaron. Yeah. Yeah, so therefore, so that's a posuk. He's so far just quoted a posuk. So how do I know from that posuk that you can't bring half and half? Because it compares the mafei tanur to the other ones that he mentions in the same sentence. When it says after mafei tanur, the next one is marcheshes and machvas. Marcheshes and machvas is two different things. You can't do half marcheshes and half machvas. And you can't do half Blulav Hashemen and half Chareva. So the same thing also with Mafetano. You can't do half and half. It's two minim. Af V'chol Amal Amayla Shnei Minim. When it says the word V'chol, yeah, V'chol that says below is referring to two different types of carbon. So when it says V'chol about the Mafetano, it also means there are two different ones, Rikikin and Matzos, and you can't mix them together. So that's what Beis Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now the Gemara goes back and discusses the Etzem Pshit of Rab Shimon. Yeah, Rab Shimon told us that it's one carbon with Chalas and Rakikin in it, and therefore Rab Shimon's logic was you could bring 50-50. Is Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda, Doch Shaper Kamer Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon seems to have a good point. That's one carbon with both types, so why can't I do 50-50? And Zom Allah, Rab Yehuda will tell you, Kivin dechsiv b'shemen b'shemen. What was Rabbi Shimon's argument? That it only says carbon once, and therefore it's all one thing. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but it says b'shemen twice. For each one it says b'oil. Matzos b'shemen and rekikim b'shemen. So by saying b'shemen on each one, it's like it splits it into two different things. So therefore it has to be either rekikim or matzos and nisht, a mixture. Okay.
That's using Rabbi Shimon's logic.
No, Rabbi Yehuda is saying.
Rabbi Yehuda is saying on Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't say carbon carbon, and therefore it's all one thing. Rabbi Yehuda says no, but it does say shemen shemen. Kemandich siv carbon carbon domi. It's like it's telling you that it's two different carbonists. It's either this type or that type, but not a mixture. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Taki, why does it say shemen twice? According to Rabbi Shimon, if it's all one thing that you could mix together, why does it say by shemen by the matzis and by shemen by the rakikin? It should just say b'shemen once, because it's just a happy family. Says Rav Shimon, Eloi kusiv b'shemen b'shemen. If it wouldn't say b'shemen twice, hava mina dafke mechtzachalas. I would think on the contrary, you have to do half matzis and half rakikin. If it would just say, do a mincha mafetanur, chalas, without b'shemen once, do it in oil, chalas and rakikin, you would think, I have to do chalas and rakikin. I have to do both. I have to do five and five. Aval chalas l'chadai, rakikin l'chadai, em aloi. But to do 10 of one or 10 of the other, I would think you can't do. Because it's all semish. You've got to do both. If it had chalas, rekikin, bashemen, I would say you have to do chalas and rekikin with oil. Five of each. So therefore, kamashmalon, by saying bashem with each one, that is two separate things. And you could do 10 of one, 10 of the other, or you could do both.
It all depends how you think about it. Everybody thinks differently. What means something to you means something else to me.
That's it.
That's why these rabbis had the different opinions.
Yeah, you get upset when someone argues Rabbi Yehuda. I know, that's why. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Fred the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Haina Wavua. What's the difference between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and his father? They both say that it has to be all one or all the other. So what's going to be...
By the opinions.
Yeah, and they learn from different sukkim. So what's going to be the practical... Is there a practical difference between what they both say? And for the Gemara, Ikir Benai Adiavid. Yeah, there'll be a difference. That according to Rav Yehuda, who learns from Karban Echa, but to the Yevid, it's kosher. And according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, who compared it to the Belulav Hashem and Vachareva, just like that's two separate things. So also these are two separate things, just like if you have a mincha that's not supposed to have any oil on it. We learned before that if you put oil on it by accident, it's possible. Even B'diyevid, it's no good. So these two, this also, even if you did B'diyevid, half and half, it's no good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he did b'diavad, if he did half and half, then it would be okay. Hajalach kolam anochus. That's the end of the chapter that talks about how everything made out of matzah. Now we come to the korban omer. The korban omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, Tesai and Nisan, and that was matir chodosh. After that korban was brought, then people could eat the grain of the new season. And we know that the korban omer is is brought even on Shabbos. It has to be on the 16th of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach, which is in Eretz Yisrael, first day of Chol HaMoed. And for us, it's not the Sheni, but it doesn't really matter what we do. And if that day happened to be Shabbos, then it would be Shabbos. It would be done even on Shabbos. So based on this, we have the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Omer Hayaba B'Shabbos Mishalosh Sein. When they had to be Mechal Shabbos to bring the Korban Omer, they only did 3 saw of flour. Now, it had to be, the Korban Omer was 1 Isorin, which is a tenth of an Eifah. And
it's in the new money.
So what they had to do was, they took 3 saw, which is, saws 30 Eifah? 60, whatever, 60 kilos? Doesn't mention kilos over here, that sounds like a lot. But what they did was, they took the grain, and they had to make fine flour out of it. So they threshed it and winnowed it and grinded it and smashed it and whatever you do to it to get fine flour out of it. So from a whole big barrel of flour, of grain, they would get a small amount of flour.
Is 144 days.
Okay. Baruch Hashem.
144 eggs.
Eggs, right.
Eggs.
Okay. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says on Shabbos, because you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, all those malachas that you're doing of winnowing and smashing and all those things that I mentioned before, they're all malachas on Shabbos. So you're being Mechal Shabbos. So he says, only be Mechal Shabbos on 3 saw. But Bechal Bechamish. In other words, if you take 5 saw and you get a tiny amount of flour out of it, it's going to be even more fine, right? Because you're getting a very small amount out of a bigger amount. That means you've winnowed it and smashed it and threshed it and blushed it.
They had the seeds. They had a whole lot of seeds.
Okay, so whatever they did, right? So the more you start with and end up with the same amount, that means the more fine the more
processed.
Yeah, the more beautiful it is. Yeah, the more meshubach it is. The more fine flour. So it says that during the week you would start with 5 saw to get this really finely ground grain flour. But on Shabbos, we don't want to be mechala so much Shabbos. So therefore, take 3 saw, and don't cut when you're cutting the grain. Don't cut 5 saw of grain because it's Shabbos. You should minimize. You should only cut 3, and get the fine flour out of the 3.
Once you do it.
No, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel says even though you're doing it, but you have to try to minimize. As long as you can get the same result, you have to minimize the chilul Shabbos. They hold that in general you didn't need 5, you only needed 3, but there was no reduction on Shabbos. In other words, the theory is that Shabbos is no different. Once you're doing it on Shabbos, you do the same thing as you would do in a week. They happen to think that you only need 3, you don't need 5. But the argument behind this is not so much about that, but about the fact that according to the Chachamim, Shabbos is the same exact as the weekday. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to minimize the Chilul Shabbos.
Once it's Doich as a Shabbos,
yeah, that's right. So that's the conceptual machlokes, and that's what the Gemara is going to go on and talk about. That's about machshirin that you could have done yesterday. Yeah, so that's potentially. The Gemara doesn't talk about that particular case, but the Gemara discusses a whole bunch of other cases over here. They're slightly different because here we're talking about karbonis, but we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Chanina Skana Koinim, Omer. Rabbi Chanina Skana Koinim has a slightly different twist on this. He says, B'Shabbos, Hayanikter B'Yachid V'Magalechid V'Kupa Achas. When they had to do it on Shabbos, so they're Mechal Shabbos, so you get one person to cut the grain, he uses one sickle, and he puts it into one box. In other words, as little as possible of Chilul Shabbos.
One of the things was that you made a big noise.
Oh, when you did it during the week, you wanted to make a whole big thing on it with the newspapers. So you get 3 people to do it. Vishalish Kupas, they put it in 3 big boxes. Everyone should see them schlepping boxes. Vishalish Magalis, they had 3 sickles so they could wave around their sickles and make a big shturim about it. Vachachamim, they stuck it up the stukim. Vachachamim, Maimrim. Echad Shabbos for Echad Chol B'Shloisha. That Chachamim again say that no, once you're doing it on Shabbos, you do it exactly the same way as you do it in the week. B'Shloisha, send 3 people to be Mechal Shabbos. B'Shalish Kupas with 3 boxes. Or B'Shalish Magalis with 3 sickles. 3 is a big number. We will talk about that. Okay, hold that thought. So if we get to it today, maybe. Shvedi Gemara. B'Shlamer Rabbanon. Why do the rabbis say 3? 3 on Shabbos, 3 in the week, no difference. Because Savri is Sorin Mufcha B'Shloisha Soinasi. They hold, first of all, B'Gashmias, you will get fine flour if you only start with 3 saw. so you never need five. So that's one argument. That's a gashmistic argument. But the conceptual argument is loishna b'chol, loishna b'Shabbos. You don't make it any reduction on Shabbos. That's the shit of the Chachamim. Ella Rabbi Shmuel, Mikasova. What's Rabbi Shmuel doing? Rabbi Shmuel says you're mechal Shabbos, but you're doing less mechal Shabbos. I mean, at this point, we've talked about it already, but the Gemara is saying, what is Rabbi Shmuel actually saying over here? Ikasovar, that he saw in Muvchal Yosti Ella Mechamish. If he says you can't get the result of fine flour unless you start with five saw, afilu b'Shabbos nami. You have to get the result. And you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, so you have to be mechal Shabbos enough to get that result. So you should need five on Shabbos as well. And in Mishalishasi, if you can get that result with three, is a filu b'chol nami. So
why do you have to go to five?
Why go five on Monday? What's the difference? Just always make three. It's all my Rava. So Rava explains, because Sava Rabbi Shmuel is starting mufcha below tircha asim mechamish. If you start with five, it's not that much effort to get. You don't have to smash it up so much because you're starting with more. You can get the finest flour out of five. You need to get any sorin out of it. If you start with a bigger volume and you only take the first drops, but you started with a bigger volume, you'll get nice fine flour without too much effort. But betircha, if you winnow it more and sift it more and do all that stuff, asim mishalish, you can make it out of three. And therefore, that's number one. That's the gashmis of the situation. What's the conceptual issue? That bechol ma'asin and chamish. So therefore, during the week, you don't want to, couldn't be bothered doing it so hard. So you get five. Because you'll get a good result out of five. B'Shabbos, even though you can also get the good result, but you have to work harder on the smushing. So your question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to cut three soft grain and work harder on the winnowing? Or you're going to cut more? So you got a choice of how to minimize the chilul Shabbos. You can either cut more and do less of the other stuff, or you can do more of the other stuff and less cutting. As Rabbi Shmuel says, Mutav Shiyaber Malacha Achas. It's better to do one more Malacha of Harkada. So he says, if you're just doing Harkada one after the other, that will work with the three. Harkada is sifting. But you shouldn't have to do all those malachas, because if you cut an extra two saw, you're going to have to do cutting and winnowing and sifting and grinding and blah, blah, blah. So therefore, stick to less. That's the shita, right? Rabbi Shmuel says, stick to less. Okay, now that we have that, we understand that what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. So now, Omar Rabba. Rabba says that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Benoisha, Rabbi Echim and Breaker, the other Rabbi Shmuel, no relation. They both hold the same thing regarding diminishing in Chilul Shabbos, even on something that you're allowed to Deicha Shabbos for. The Tanya, what do we see? Rabbi Shmuel Benoisha, Rabbi Echim and Breaker says, Arba Asa Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. The 14th of Nisan is the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, as we know, is Deicha Shabbos. So the question is, how much is it Deicha? So the Brisa says, when the 14th of Nisan came out on Shabbos, Mavshit es haPesach ad haChazer. So he skins the Korban Pesach, but only up to the chest. When he cuts the skin, he doesn't skin the whole animal, only up to the chest, so he can take out the Emurim that he has to chuck on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it he has to leave till after Shabbos. So how much Chilul Shabbos can you do? The absolute minimum that you need to get what you need out of it. Divir Rabbi Shmuel Benoisha Rabbi Echim and Breaker. The rabbis say no. Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Once you're Deicha Shabbos, you just do it exactly the same as a weekday. Acha Yavshin is cooler. You skin the whole thing. So it looks like the same conceptual machlokes.
It's an interesting thing because the work here with the omer is all done by Korban. With Korban Pesach, it's
every yochid.
Every yochid.
Yeah, but it's a korban though.
You understand?
The hefshit is done by every yochid. No, the shechita can be done by a zor. Hefshit is a malacha, no? Is a part of the korban? Putting the emorim on is certainly done by the kohen. Sure. Okay,
the kohen has to prepare the korban. The chabura does it.
That's to eat it. This is the bit that goes on his beach. Yeah?
No, I'm talking about the hefshit, the cutting and the stripping.
No, but that's no. But this is the cutting to get the emurim. This is not the cutting to prepare for eating, like you take it to the butcher shop. This is getting it to you can put the emurim on the mizbeach. So to get the emurim, you got to open it up. So how much do you open up? You open up, Rabbi Shmuel ben Hovid of Shabrechem Berger says the minimum amount that you need to open to get the Emorim out. And the Chacham is saying, once you're opening it, do what you want. So what do we see from this, says Rabbo? Doesn't he say over there that kol heikod efshar lo tachin, and if it's possible to get the same result, you cannot do any extra bother, in other words, extra malacha, is hachanami. So also he would say the same thing, l'chayra, by the carbon oimer, came in the efshar, since he can manage with three saw lo tachin, and we don't do five. So it seems like he's agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel's concept. And for the Gemara, mimai, who says? Who says that the carbon oimer and the carbon pesach is the same concept? Dilma, maybe. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hach. Rabbi Shmuel says here by the carbon oimer, do only three and not five. Ela deleka b'zayin kachim, because you can get the result, and there's no humiliation of a carbon over here. You're not leaving an animal hanging, half skinned and half hanging there till tomorrow. So therefore, you take only three to minimize the chilul Shabbos. Aval hasam yikum b'zayin kachim, by the carbon pesach, if you don't skin the whole thing, that means it's going to hang there till after Shabbos. So it's a holy thing, and you're leaving it just hanging around looking, and it don't look that good either once you've cut it open and pulled out after kishkis. So therefore, Emor locked up on the page. Maybe he holds that you should keep going in b'chalul Shabbos and do the rest of it on Shabbos also. Inami, other the other way around. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Beichon breaka hasam. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Beichon breaka only says it by the Korban Pesach. Ela di savi l'tzerach gavoya. You can do what God wants. God wants you to put the emurim on the Mizbeach. You can cut a small amount of cutting and get those emurim out and put them on the Mizbeach. So you've achieved the outcome. The light sorry, chachol is Shabbos. So you don't need to mechal on Shabbos to do anything else. Aval hacha the light yisavi letzera kavaya. Over here, if you hold that five is better, then if you only do three, you're not getting as good an outcome. So if you're getting a worse outcome, sorry, chachol is Shabbos, then you have to mechal on Shabbos to get a better outcome. As Amos, rabbanon really. Maybe he would say by the carbon oimer that you'd be mechal on Shabbos more because you have to get the best outcome. By the carbon pesach, you don't get a better outcome. All you get is the bits of fat that have to go on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's lav dafke that the two Rabbi Shmuels agree with each other. Elam Rabba. So Rabbi tried again, and he says, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Chinas Karakonim, Rabbi Chinas Karakonim, in our Mishnah, they both hold the same thing. So what does the Bechinas Kanakonim say? We said in the Mishnah that the Bechinas Kanakonim Omer, B'Shabbos Nikta B'Yachid B'Magol Echad U'Gupa Achas, on Shabbos you send one guy to cut it with one sickle and put it in one box. On the weekday is three. So you minimize on Shabbos, says Rabbi Bechinas Kanakonim, and the Chachamim Omer Mechad Shabbos V'Echad Chol B'Sholosh Kupa B'Sholosh Magolis. So just like says Rabbi Milo Kam, Rabbi Chinas Kanakonim Hasam, doesn't Rabbi Chinas Kanakonim say by the carbon Omer? It's interesting that he says Hasam. It's talking about the same carbon, but in that aspect of the number of people and sickles and boxes, came in the Efshar Lo Tachin. And since you can get away with less and get the same result, therefore you only send one person to do it all. And because you want to minimize Chilul Shabbos, it's hachanami when it comes to the how much you cut and the winnowing and blah blah blah. Kevin, the efshar, since you can get the same result with less, leitachin and you can't. So we're trying to say that Rabbi Chalinas is saying the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara back to Rabbi Mimai, who says Dilma ad kam leikam Rabbi Shmuel hacha. Rabbi Shmuel says use three saw instead of five saw. And the lack of presumenisa, it's not diminishing in the publication and the PR of the whole concept of doing the carbon oimer on Shabbos. Aval hasam the ika presume milsa, but over there, when it talks about how many people to send with how many sickles and how many boxes, if you only send one guy, no one notices. If three fellas suddenly run out of shul and go off to cut the grain, everyone knows, ooh, there's three guys going. If one guy goes out, they think, yeah, he went for excuse, whatever. They don't even think about anything. Yeah, so three is presume milsa. Is aim a karabonis for life. So maybe in that, even our Rabbi Shmuel would agree that they should send three. Inami, other Vicky Verki. Ah, can lo kam Rabbi Chinas Kanakonim, Hasam Rabbi Chinas Kanakonim says only do one. You will get exactly the same outcome if one guy cuts, however many saw he cuts, one guy cuts it with one sickle, you'll get exactly the same result as three guys cutting with three sickles. They're just quicker, I guess, with three. But in the case where you're going to only start with three saw, you're going to get less fine flour, then it won't be done kihil chosay. That means in the best possible flour where we have to design. Tzerach gavoya, the thing that God wants, which is his sorrow in a fine flour, is emir karabonan sfirulei. Maybe Rabbi Chanina will say to like the rabbanan, maybe mechala more Shabbos and get the better results. Yeah, so it's only when maybe only when it's the same result he says you, that you do less. Elam Ravashi, so Rabbi gave up and Ravashi came along, and Ravashi says, but you know what, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, I can still find a partner for Rabbi Shmuel, and that is Rabbi Yosi, who also says minimize chilul Shabbos. That's now we learned in a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, "Bein Shaniru Ba'alil," whether the new moon was seen clearly. So everybody saw the new moon. It was up there. It was on. It was in the papers, on the news. Everyone knew that the new moon had appeared in the sky. Or Bein Shaloi Niru Ba'alil, or it wasn't seen clearly. So maybe not everybody saw it. It wasn't publicized so much. Maybe the Bezin didn't see it, and two blokes out in the Dandenong saw it. Is mechalim olavas a Shabbos? So those witnesses who saw it can be mechal o Shabbos to go to Yerushalayim in order to testify that we saw the new news.
The moon.
The moon. Yeah.
What's the problem? The problem is on Chumen, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is under Rabbanon, isn't it?
Machlokes if it's Rabbanon under Reis. But and conceptually about minimizing chilul Shabbos, it would be the same. Comparing to chol, it would be the same concept. Machlokes. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, according to the first Tana, the Chachamim, whether, in other words, if it's seen, if everybody sees it, they don't need to be Mechal HaShabbos, because Beis Din will see it too. You don't, what do you have to go and testify for? Someone else will see it. It won't have to be Mechal HaShabbos. So why are you Mechal HaShabbos? Stay home. Sorry, so why are you Mechal HaShabbos? Is that it? It doesn't matter. Because once we said it can be Mechal HaShabbos to testify about the Kiddush HaChodesh, so therefore we say it, even if it might not be necessary, you can go ahead and do it. Just in case. Yeah? And Rabbi Yosi, im nira ba'alil, if everybody sees it, and it's very clear, ein mechal mat Shabbos, the witnesses are not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to go to Yerushalayim, because you'd be mechal Shabbos for nothing. Because you'd get the same result, because Beis Din saw it. You get the same result without chilul Shabbos, therefore you can't be mechal Shabbos. So what's the logic, says Rav Ashi? Mila yama Rabbi Yosi ha'asam, doesn't Rabbi Yosi say by the new moon? Since it's possible to get the new moon sanctified without you, Bechal Shabbos, Loi Tarchinon, you can't do the Tircha, means the Malacha, on Shabbos, is Hachanami. So he'll say the same thing about the Korban Omer, Kaven the Efsha, Loi Tarchinon. Since you can manage with three saw, you can't bother with five. So the Gemara says, who says? Mimai, who says? Dilma, Adkan, like Kamai Bishmal Hachar, Bishmal, and he says it regarding the Korban Mincha, but the Korban Omer, Eladaleka. Because you haven't got the problem of Nimtzes Ata Machshil and Asid Lavi. The whole dispute there about the witnesses is that the Tanakhama says if you tell people not to come when the when the moon is clear, then next year they'll say, well, they told us not to come last year, we're not going this year either, or next month, whatever, even though it wasn't seen Balil. So they'll never come. They'll just say, well, we couldn't be bothered, we won't go at all. And therefore, in order to encourage them to come, though we tell them to come, even though when we don't really need them. Yeah, so that's why there you're allowing extra chilul Shabbos, because to shore up the future position. Aval Hasam, but over there, the Nimtzes Ata Machshil over there by the moon, where if you tell them not to come, they won't come next time either. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel will agree that those witnesses should be Mechal Shabbos, so that we make sure they come next time. Inami, or the converse. Rabbi Yosi only says it by the moon. There's no need. You're not gaining anything by having these witnesses come. And therefore you can't be Mechal HaShabbos, because they are based in sword already. These Edom are achieving exactly zero. So therefore you can't say be Mechal HaShabbos. But over here by the Korban Omer, the Ika Tzerach Gavoya, because you need to get an outcome for the Korban with the fine flour, the Nitna Shabbos Lilchais, and therefore in general there is Chilul Shabbos going on anyhow. If those witnesses don't come, there's no Chilul Shabbos at all. Over here, you'd be Mechal Shabbos anyway. So therefore, maybe he would say it.
It's not Chilul Shabbos, it's
Mutter. That's right. That's right. So therefore, once you're Deicha Shabbos, maybe he would agree that you could be Deicha Shabbos altogether and do it properly. Okay. One more minute. Itmar. Next statement. Shachat Shtei Chatoi Shal Tzibur. For some reason, a kohen shechted two chatois atzibur. Then it's sorry, Chalach, I still needed one. He forgot that he already did the other one or something. So he shechted two. He had a soy Rosh Chodesh, I don't know what it was, yeah? And it was Shabbos. And he shechted two when he only needed one. He's chayiv, so let's say it was shogig, yeah, because he thought he needed it. So he was a shogig. He did a malacha on Shabbos b'shogig, so he's chayiv. Another korban chatas, but that's a chatas yachid. So he's chayiv for the second one because that was unnecessary. He'll potter while he's shayna. And he's potter on the first one, well, clearly, because the first one he did when he was supposed to do it. But feeling his kapal ebishnir, the chiddush is, even if he ended up using the second one, yeah, he is still potter on the shnia and chayiv on the second one. Why was he miskapi with the shnia? Let's say the blood of the first one spilled meanwhile and he couldn't use it. Yeah? So he ended up using the second one. Even so, he's potter on the first one and chayiv on the second one. Because we're looking at the actual slaughtering itself, not about what happened later. And even if the first one turned out to be shvach, and the other one was a better animal, is nevertheless, that's the deal. That is chayiv on the second one and potter on the first one. Now, this thing about the second one turned out to be better. Mi amar Rabba hachi, does Rabba care about whether the second one's better or not? If he had a choice of two animals to shecht for a chatas tibur, one is fat and one is skinny. If he did the fat one first and then the skinny one, he's chayiv, because when he did the skinny one, he wasn't achieving anything, what he needed for. But if he shechted the chusha, if he shechted the skinny one, he's potter. He's not liable for the second one, because he did a better job than he did the first time around. So you can't say it was useless. So he's a little, not only is he potter, but the avid, we would tell them, go and bring a fat one and shecht it, even though he's already shechted the first one. So Rabba holds that if you're doing a better job on the second one, you could be mechalal more Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and so Barabbas soyser himself over here. So the Gemara says, "Ibay same asami chushu mekamaisa." Either take out the skinny cow from the first statement of Rabba and only talk about afil neskapel lebishnia, but don't mention the skinny cow, and then you have no contradiction. Ibay same ahi Rabbi Abba, maybe Abi Amora. We started off with Rabba v'itema Rabami. So you know what? It must be that it was Rabami, because Rabba doesn't hold that. Okay, let's stop over here.
I like the second dancer better. I don't like it when you have to fiddle with the gifts.
Yeah.
It wasn't Muga, you know. Let's.
Okay, Shkoyach.